We imagined, though, a world without light and air conditioning. We really challenged you. Lynn from New York wrote to our website, thetakeaway.org. Can I live without AC during very high temperatures? Yes, she writes. Would I be happy, coherent, easy to talk to, productive, able to work to the best of my ability? No, she writes. AC makes life better. It does. All these comments, ideas that there was a time without AC and people lived fine. That's true. There was also a time when there weren't items such as washing machines and dryers, water from a faucet, flushable toilets, cameras, toothpaste, airplanes, public radio. Shall I continue, Lynn? No. You can go on.
No, I'm sorry, Lynn. There was never a time without public radio. That's totally inaccurate.
public cave paintings, yes. And Moshe from Surfside, Florida says, growing up in Baltimore, we didn't have central AC. My brother and I shared a small room with a green metal window fan that I would be frightened to put near my kids. We spent the summer nights talking. We had a fan like that in my house. We spent the summer nights talking like Transformers, more than meets the eye, into the fan. Now, living in Miami, I can't imagine how my grandmother lived here without AC. We are a green family by all accounts, but we need our AC.
More than meets the eye. Yeah.
She's good, man. And this got listeners thinking about other things they could and could not live without.
Hi, my name is Walter. I'm calling from New York. Something I really can't live without is a little bit of chaos. Every day, a little bit of chaos. But what I can live without is war, all this talk of war, talk shows about war, killing, everything. Everything to do with war, that's something I can do without.
Chaos,
back to the
but not
there.
War.
I have no choice about chaos in my
yeah,
house.
Yeah, you have five children. That's
right.
Chaotic.
Amy from Boston wrote in to say, I could live without a personal car. It would mean some changes, taking a taxi home from the supermarket, for instance, or buying less but more frequently. I chose where I live specifically so that I could get to work on public transportation. What do you live without, or could you live without? You know how to reach us, 8778MYTAKE, or post a comment to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.